Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Now Spinning. With me today, I have...
Iris Marisi.
Jacob Zakvik.
And I'm still Simon Medina, despite what you may hear in the newspapers. Today, we're going to talk about something a little different. It's going to be a little more of a meta episode, I think. We're not talking about a particular meeting, but we're going to be talking about just the variety of things that we specifically decided to bring for the meeting that's happening today on the day of recording.
Variety. Yeah, so we just did an episode before this where we kind of touched on like, yeah, the club plays a lot of different things. And we really just wanted to highlight like, so often we bring in big stacks of records. And just naturally, there's enough people in meetings that you don't get to play everything you want. Mm-hmm. So you may hear in a future episode about a playlist, and some of these albums will end up on that playlist, but not all of it. So we just wanted to kind of highlight just how much variety actually gets played in episodes, and mm-hmm. and just how wild the things you can bring in and play one right after the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I also talk a little bit about like why we brought it in and like what we want. You know, the vibe we want to project out. So, do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So today I brought a little bit of a stack of stuff. I'm going to specifically highlight four of the things I brought today. My music taste, looks since the first meeting, which we talked about last week, it's changed a little bit. I used to be a giant Beatles fan. I still am, but that's not the only thing I bring anymore.
You listen to a lot of music now.
Your
playlists and your list of just like here's albums I should listen to is very impressive because you do get through them and it is very cool.
Yeah, I've been trying to dedicate myself to making like a listening log this year of everything I've tried to get into, and it's become a problem. But anyway, besides that, today I brought in a bit of a mix of stuff. I brought some like old 70s classic rock, but today I kind of focused on bringing in some jazz stuff, which I wasn't too much of a jazz fan back then, but this club has kind of indoctrinated me into it, if that's the word for it. And the two albums I brought for jazz is Headhunters by Herbie Hancock. This is a jazz funk classic. If you have any interest in that kind of stuff, jazz fusion, jazz funk, check this one out. It's really good. And then on the opposite side of that, well, the same side, but it's Get Up With It by Miles Davis. This is I said earlier before we started this that like Headhunters is like fun jazz, and then like this was existential dread jazz. I'm not really sure what I meant by that, but I mean you can just look at the album cover, you can see the vibe of it. It's just like a scary black and white photo of Miles Davis, like really not pixelated because it was the 70s, but you know what I mean. It's very grainy.
Noise.
I need those glasses. I think I'd slay them.
Yeah, the octave. Yeah. Was that 1, 2, 3, 4?
Again, nobody. People listening glasses. At home can't see this.
He's got. look
this up.
Yeah, Get Up With It, Miles Davis.
And it's a good album.
It's a. If you
listen to it too,
it's terrible. It's very interesting. It's like a. It gets into so many genres just beyond jazz, like experimental, ambient, almost a couple that like the first track is a 30-minute like ambient jazz fusion piece, which is really magical, and then. There's another track that's called Rated X, which is almost like a krautrock noise rock thing almost. It's very ahead of its time. There was nothing else like it coming out in like 1974. That's all I have to say about it. Mm-hmm. And then another record I brought, again, I've tried to listen to more modern stuff, and this is one of my favorite albums from the past couple of years, and that's Afrique Victime by Mdou Mokhtar from Niger. And this is a fantastic psychedelic rock album that combines... I don't know if I'm pronouncing it. It's like a Tisharman or a desert blues is what they call it. It's big in like Mali, Niger, that kind of area in Africa. And that's a very fantastic album. Like he completely just shredding the whole time on guitar. Awesome. The title track is 7 minutes long, and it's probably my favorite song to come out of this entire decade if I had to pick one. I was really excited to find this one at the record store. It was something I thought I'd actually find. So this was an immediate purchase for me.
Definitely very different.
Yes. And then, of course, because we can't get a single episode without talking about these people, I brought Surf's Up by the Beach Boys. You thought we were going to get past one episode without them.
Staple of the show, everyone.
No, yeah. You sound disappointed.
What? No.
And I brought this one because, I don't know, I've been listening to this a lot recently with, you know, recent news and all that. And this album, especially, this is going to sound horrifyingly nerdy, but I've been listening to a podcast about the Beach Boys. And they just got finished going very, very in-depth about every album, and they've just finished talking about this album, and it's got me really back into it because it's one of my favorite 70s records. It's one of my favorite Beach Boys records, but it's just a really great, really interesting sound to it. It doesn't sound like the Beach Boys at times. It's very, I don't want to say depressing, but it's very serious and kind of takes a different approach than what you would expect from it.
So it does still introduce variety because
we do play a
lot of the happy Beach Boys stuff.
Yeah, no, this is some of the more like downbeat. There's a song that's just called Till I Die, and it's about like Brian Wilson's existential dread, and it's a different. If you go from playing like fun to that, and it's like, geez. But it's still a banger, both bangers for different reasons. But those are the four I would just specifically like to highlight out of my stuff. I brought a couple other things, but these are the ones that I think bring the most
represent
to the table.
Some variety.
Yeah,
some variety within
taste.
A genre. You know, this is jazz, and here's something totally different that is also jazz. You got some very modern kind of rock.
Yeah.
And you have some classic. We can call Beach Boys classic rock.
Yeah. And again, like also, I just brought it just because, you know, it's like an African artist, and like the artists we play in record club, there's a good variety, but like I feel like most of them, there's definitely like a little bit of a bias towards like American and European artists,
sure,
which is like, you know, obviously, because that's
though
English speakers.
Though Africa's surprisingly well represented.
Yeah.
We play like African world music. Like I've brought in Mbira music before.
There was,
And there's that Shrati Jazz album that Steve's brought in.
Zamrock. People brought some of that in before.
It's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's very awesome. But yeah, that's just why I wanted to bring that in. It's a good album. Check it out. If you listen to one album today, listen to any ones I talk about, but also Afrique Victime, check it out. It's very cool. So, Jacob, I see you have quite a stack here. I'm sure you want to dig into that a little
bit.
Yeah,
so Simon had variety, but let me tell you about variety. No. So I'm just going to pull these out in the order I have them on the table. I'm sure I could have come up with a better order. I'm going to start with The Strokes. Is This It? Classic early 2000s alternative. They really helped define the sound. If you're not familiar with this album, go listen to it. It's one of my favorites of all time. The Strokes are one of my favorite bands of all time. And we definitely play a decent amount of alternative in the club. And I think we've played The Strokes quite a bit. I think they're really well liked amongst the club. It's a good one. And moving into something very different, I have Dance of the Hours. Dance of the Hours by Amilcar Punchielli. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. This is like one of the best classical songs ever written. It is so soft and so nice, but it still is like punctuated with moments of tension that are all just like relieved in the nicest way. It's such a beautiful song. I love it. I'm a huge classical music fan. And often when you find them on the playlists, I'm the one who brought them in. But other people bring them in, too. And it just goes to show you that, like, there is so much variety out there that we can play songs that are hundreds of years old, and we can play songs that are 20 years old, and we can play songs that were written last week.
Yeah.
There's a couple of those that have made their way in. I've got...
one of these times, I've got to bring in that record of... God, what was it? Several hundred years old, like Japanese court music.
Ooh, I'll bet you that's
awesome.
I have an album of Japanese Kodo music, and it is. I really like listening to it before bed because it's just it's very, very relaxing songs, and I'll bet you that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so naturally, following a classical music album, we have. Hard rock metal. What do we want to call this? Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. I love old kind of hair metal, heavy metal, hard rock, all that stuff. This album is by far Nazareth's best, but they've got other good stuff. But the song Hair of the Dog, especially, is one of my all-time favorites. It's so hard. It's so heavy. Like. You know, you compare it to like thrash metal or whatever. It doesn't sound hard. It doesn't sound heavy. But like you actually listen to the mix, like where the bass and the guitar interact is so heavy, so chuggy, and just sounds huge coming out of your speakers. And I just love that. And it's another thing that gets played at meetings frequently. Metal is very, very well represented at meetings. Wasn't always, but especially now we get a lot in. And a lot heavier stuff than this and lighter stuff than this too. But I really enjoy discovering new metal from people in the club. I'm certainly no expert in metal, but I know some of my stuff. But some of the things people brought in, I'm like, this is sick, and love that.
You said discovering new metal, and I immediately just thought like Limp Bizkit for half a second.
Oh, no. Listen, okay, if we're gonna talk about new metal,
must we?
Yeah. Maybe I'll buy a Slipknot album or something.
Yeah, bring that in.
I mean, Rob Zombie is Rob Zombie new metal? He's kind of industrial metal. He's one of my favorites. I promise you, if I get some new metal, I'll bring it in.
I was
alive for the height of new metal. I was conscious enough to remember the height of new metal, and I promise you it wasn't all bad.
I'm sure.
You don't look convinced. So obviously, moving right from metal, we're gonna do jazz. I also really like jazz, so this is the Buddy Rich Big Band. I have no idea, the new one apparently. So Buddy Rich is, in my opinion, like the greatest drummer of all time. He was a fixture of variety shows just because of his incredible skill at the instrument as a soloist. It really showcased, like, here's what speed and complexity on the drums really can be. He's incredible. You can find tons of videos of him on YouTube. I highly recommend giving those a watch. But he was also a bit of an arranger and lent his name to, obviously, this big band, this ensemble. And this is just a lot of really fun jazz. This album in particular is just mostly fun, nice sounding stuff. You know, it's big band music. It's very dancey. And I love it. Again, great variety that we can get in. We have three different jazz albums on this table right now. And they're all pretty different, I think, you know.
We'll make it four, don't worry.
Yeah, you're
awesome. That's awesome.
Definitely. I feel like you're more of like a, I don't want to say like traditional jazz, but compared to mine, which is all jazz fusion,
traditional jazz guy. I loved like Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong growing up. Those were two of my all-time favorites. J.J. Johnson is one that I discovered like when I was in like high school, but yeah, just classic jazz. I love that sound. Like, you know, the interwar period, you know, I think they were just kicking out some of the best stuff. They've certainly developed jazz a lot past that now, but just a lot of really, really nice sounding stuff
there. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. But yeah, so moving from that, something not super duper different, but I have the Lemon Pipers Green Tambourine. This is like one of my all-time favorite. I'd call this song bordering on psychedelic. It's not really, but the tone of it is so wild. It's just like a very heavy distorted guitar sound mixed with like long tambourine breaks, and it just sounds nice. It's just a nice time. The song just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And I love that. Especially from that era, you know, like the late 60s, early 70s, when they were getting experimental, but a lot of it still just sounded nice. Nice. So, yeah, a bit of a not necessarily super variety. You know, we do play a lot of music from that era, but we like it. Not many people know the Lemon Pipers.
This is the first I've heard
Green
of them.
Green Tambourine is, I think, their only hit they ever had, but I don't know. But yeah, moving on from that, I've got
what
some funk. Ooh. George Clinton, Atomic Dog.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, baby. I love funk, like the classic sort of 70s era funk. George Clinton is just like an outstanding funk artist. Parliament Funkadelic, he had involvement with other funk bands. Yeah, just a hugely influential dude. This song is amazing. A big inspiration to Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And yeah, we get funk in pretty regularly.
I mean, that's the Herbie Hancock thing. That's why I brought that.
Yeah. I love funk. It's so much fun.
I think
and that's
That's definitely got played here at one point or another, I remember.
I've played Atomic Dog at least three times.
Let's go for four.
But I've got two different records of it. So technically I've only played this one once.
Okay.
But
okay.
I don't really know why I brought it today. Just wanted some variety in my pile, I guess.
It's a conversation starter.
And in the end it worked out well for this. But yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I have no idea how to describe this next one. Hypersonic featuring Nazeen, Dream of You. So this is like, I have no idea what year this is from. I'm guessing around the year 2000. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. This is like a Euro trance, kind of bordering on house dance music. It's electronic dance music. Before that was like what we called it. It is brilliant. I picked this up for all of $2 at Flat Black and Circular. You can get you can get some amazing stuff at record stores when you're looking at singles. So this is a 12-inch single. On one side, it has a remix of the song, and then the standard mix on one side. I'm guessing this was used in a club by a DJ at some point. I have no idea. For being $2, it is not very scratched or in bad shape at all. So that's nice. Very exciting. But yeah, we get some dance music in the record club. And I do really enjoy that too. I really like hearing new electronic music. That's a genre where there's just so many different niche sorts and types and subdivisions of types. And that's something I love about the variety that we get in the club is that we got to discover a lot of this stuff that's just like, you're never going to have time to find it all on your own.
It's wonderful.
So this is...
Here he is.
So...
let's get him up here.
Will Smith, 2K, baby.
$1.
At the last meeting, somebody brought in a rap artist that I don't need to name that they were a little embarrassed by, I think. I don't know if they were that embarrassed, but they might have been a little embarrassed. But I wanted to show that you don't ever... I just wanted to show that you don't ever have to be embarrassed. So when I was a little boy, I saw the movie Men in Black, and I basically said to my parents, yo, this rap stuff's pretty cool. I kind of want to hear more of this. And credit to my parents, they did their best. But yeah, the Men in Black song is in fact a very good hip-hop song. It is very enjoyable. It goes very well with the movie. Mm-hmm. But yeah, my parents bought me Will Smith's Greatest Hits on CD not long after. And I loved that thing. And as weird as it is, it was like one of my main introductions to rap. And I found this for all of $1 at a garage sale recently. And I was like, yeah, I'll be having that one.
Uh-huh. And got the corner up of it too. That's so awesome.
I've brought in like Biggie Smalls, Wu-Tang Clan, those sorts of artists before. But a great variety of rap. We used to get a lot of MF Doom was brought in very frequently. A lot of artists, both old and new. And we don't get rap or hip hop or anything like that at every meeting, but a lot of them, most of them.
Yeah, most of them, I'd say.
And yeah, it's great because it's not just like the top 40 stuff either. It's some of the more obscure stuff, and it's cool because like, this club does such a good job of bringing in the variety.
Yes,
you know, I mean, we keep saying it, but it's amazing what we achieve. Oh. And last but not least, Minor Threat.
It's a shift.
Yeah, it's a shift. Yeah. From like the king of clean rap to hardcore punk. So Minor Threat were pretty influential in development of hardcore punk. You know, they weren't the first band, but they really helped kind of solidify what the genre was about. They had some of the like straight edge elements coming in pretty early on. Then we get punk at a lot of our episode or a lot of our meetings. And I love that. I'm a huge punk guy. I love, you know, classic punk like Ramones and Misfits, but I listen to a lot of 90s punk as well. That's like really maybe a technically a bit before my time, but still the era I identify with the most. Like The Offspring is one of my favorite bands of all time. I don't know if I can really tell you why. I just really, really like them. You know, and Green Day and stuff kind of came after that. And up till now, I still listen to punk bands. And it's very cool that the club, a lot of people in the club very specifically try to bring in obscure punk stuff I've never heard before. And I got to tell you, I had a lot of them to my personal playlists because there's some amazing stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so I didn't really double dip on any genres. I really try and represent variety when I come in, and everybody else in the club does a great job too.
Yes, they do.
But yeah, that's what I got. How about you?
Well, I would like to ask a question of you guys because you've been in the club a lot longer than I have. Has anyone before me brought in much video game music?
I don't know that anybody has ever brought in video game music.
Yeah, no, that's mostly you, I think. I can't imagine
anybody
else.
That's not true. Somebody else, I'm sure, has brought in something.
At some point.
But
mostly, like I said, you've got the most of it.
Yeah, it's an expensive hobby, but one that I feel is pretty worth it, particularly in cases, like, I think in previous podcasts I've mentioned I have Katamari. I have...
Which is like... One of the best game soundtracks of all time. I also love video game music. Going all the way back to the like crunchy NES stuff, you know what I mean? When it's just barely anything.
Even
in the modern stuff, I'm so interested in how video games implement like diegetic and non-diegetic music.
Yeah.
And it's all cool. It all sounds great.
Absolutely, yeah. I mention it because in a stunning twist, I actually only brought one video game soundtrack for the meeting today.
But and you did bring it in what looks like a Hollow Knight bag.
Well, yeah, that is my bag.
Anyway.
I will never get to play this record unless we do like that meeting where you played Ween.
That doesn't narrow it down in the slightest.
The whole thing start to finish.
The whole thing start to finish.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Because I didn't know it at the time when I bought it, but this is in like a mega mix format where all of the songs go into the next.
Oh, dear.
But my favorite soundtrack probably of all time is Persona 5.
Oh, there it is.
I think it's so cool. I mentioned that I mentioned that I'm going to put four on the table. This is very jazz-inspired soundtrack in general. It's very clean, which I know isn't everyone's thing, but it's mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and kind of speed run.
No, that's okay. No, like a video.
Whoopsies.
All right, I see it.
Is it possible that Jacob spoke for way too long? That's never happened in a podcast before.
Put that on the bingo. Alrighty.
Hey, okay.
I'm sorry.
I owned up to it.
That's okay.
Anyone who also is a frequent watcher of the show, I say frequent, I haven't been on an episode in like half a year, will remember the Wilwood deep dive.
Wilwood what? I'm sorry.
Well, but this time I have both the real Wilwood, which is the live album that Wilwood and the Tapeworms did for Amazon. And also Everything is a Lot. In that podcast episode, I mentioned that I didn't know what my favorite is. I think I don't remember, but I have come to the conclusion Everything is a Lot is my favorite. It probably, I think I remember you guys talking about how he's very like Tom Waits inspired. This is the heaviest on that, but it's so great. I love it so much. Moving on, new interest of mine. I've gotten very into the Crane Wives recently.
Ooh.
This is Beyond, 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 which is their newest album. I'm actually going to see them this weekend in Indianapolis.
That's awesome.
Shout out Crane Wives.
It's a very cool cover.
Yeah. I'm going to skip this one for now. I'll come back to it. I hear Jacob has some things to say about Doechii.
I have nothing to say about Doechii.
Okay.
I may have talked mad smack about it in a previous podcast, but Doechii's fine.
Doechii's great.
You are certainly allowed to like Doechii. They're fine.
I think she's a great lyricist. Mm-hmm. I love her.
Got a whole alligator on the cover as well. That's the name of the album, isn't it?
Yeah. Alligator bites never heal.
I don't know if that's true or not. I've never been bitten by an alligator.
Oh, I don't remember. I feel like I knew at one point.
Well, there you go. We do, in fact, play modern hip-hop also.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
And also, I have someone that I fell very much in love with very recently in every sense of the word. Uh-oh. I went to the MSU Spring Concert 2025, Baby No Money. And that's my guy, you know, but one of his openers, her name is Gavin Turek, and I love her so much that I ended up finding the only album that she has, Diva of the People. It's so good. It's disco. It's so much fun. This is probably what I'm going to play at today's meeting. And that's what I've got today.
That's a good variety.
Uh-huh. We play everything.
Yes, we do. We play everything.
Come to meetings.
Come to meetings.
This, whatever you want.
Anything you didn't see here, any like genre you could probably think of.
Bring it.
Unless you find like some very super cyber specific genre, maybe we won't have that one, but any like normal genre you could think of. Not normal, but
we play
like
plenty
I said,
of
we play
stuff
plenty
that
stuff.
Isn't normal.
Even stuff that's not here, like genres that aren't here, you'll hear that kind of stuff as well, even though I think we got you got most of it, but we got quite a good thing between us.
Petition to let me play the entire Persona 5 Megamix.
No. We'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Anyway, that does wrap it up for today, though. If you want to hear any of these wonderful albums or, like we said a billion times today, any variety of music, you can come check out our meetings. The schedule for that, as well as past podcasts, playlists, any information you'd ever need to know about the club, meeting themes, you'll all find that on our website, which is linked with the show. We hope to see you all next time.
Love you.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.